This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, October 21st. God's word to you today is His sound. And this is part 3. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 2, verse 2. And it says, "Suddenly there was a sound from heaven, like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting." Every great move of God is preceded by a sound. This season, you will hear both the sound of victory and the sound of freedom in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The first thing that births the sound of freedom is praise and prayer. Acts 16 verse 25 says, "Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening." Never ever be apologetic when you praise God. I'm not saying you should be a nuisance, but do not be apologetic about your praise to God. The other prisoners were there, listening to Paul and Silas praising and praying. There was nothing else to do anyway, and they were not going anywhere. So they might as well listen to praise and worship. You must be bold and you must be audacious, not caving in with praise and prayer, no matter the circumstance or season of life you are in. Acts 16 verse 26 says, "Suddenly there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundations. In the name of Jesus, because of the praise and prayer that has gone forth from our lives and the homes to the altar of God in this season, there will be a shattering sound, and every prison door will be shaken to its foundations in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen." The Bible says in Acts 16 verse 26, "All the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off." In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every door that has hindered you up until now will fling open in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Every gate standing before you and your next level in God and in your destiny, lift its head now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. According to the word of the Lord, as we have been servicing the altar of heaven with prayer and praise without fail in this season, we will all hear the sound of freedom in the mighty name of Jesus. However, proximity is key, which is why I'm so excited that you have come in God's presence today and come in contact with His word. The prisoners were all there listening to Paul and Silas. Many of them did not even believe in Jesus, but because they were near Paul and Silas, their own doors also flew open. The prison doors of everyone in your life will fling open because of you, in the name of Jesus. Amen. In your career, your business, all the prison doors will fling open because of your presence, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And the chains of every prisoner fell off. Let us pray. Father, let the sound of your voice and word shake everything that represents a prison gate in my life and orchestrate open doors. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.